The Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings exclusively at William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to day two of Glorious Goodwood and a big day in store as well. The Sussex Stakes is the highlight and it's Jewel on the Downs. It's a rematch between Dawn Approach and Toronado. A really good day in prospect, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is jockey Tom Queeley. How are you, Tom?
Hi, I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Well done yesterday, Tom. A nice 14-1 winner in there on the tipping front with Harris Tweed.
Yeah, that's right. On the best of his form, he was invited to put up a ball show and thankfully he did, and it's nice to see my judgment isn't too bad anyway, so let's hope more of the same again today.
Let's hope so, and a really good day today, Tom. Are you looking forward to the Sussex Stakes?
He's got it. It's a race you can we're all going to really relish, and what a race is going to be, the Jewel on the Downs, and I'm sure it'll be a marvellous spectacle.
Yes, and you've got a couple of rides today, Tom, and the first one's in the first race, so we'll move on to that. That's the 155. It's the Goodwood Stakes, which is a 0-95 handicap, and it's over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. You're on board, Lieutenant Miller. You team up with Nicky Henderson here. The trainer has won this race twice. He won it in 2005 and 2010, and I think it's fair to say that Lieutenant Miller's yet to run a bad race on the flat. How do you rate your chances today, Tom?
Yeah, this is a horse I can tell you I'm really looking forward to riding. He remains in fantastic health at the moment. And as you said, Nicky has got a tremendous record in this race. And, National Hunt trainers tend to have a good record in this. Obviously, he looks like he'll stay very well. And he ran a fantastic race at Ascot. So if he can build on that or reproduce similar form, I can see him very much involved. I see Broxburn as possibly my main danger. But we have her held on form from a previous race. So, yeah, all being well, hopefully Lieutenant Miller will go there with an excellent chance, and I wouldn't swap him for anything else in the race.
Okay, good stuff. On to the second race next, then. This is at 2:30, and this is the first group race of the day. It's the Group 3 Gordon Stakes. It's over a mile and a half, and we have Excess Knowledge at the top of the betting, lightly raced and has some good form in the book. You're in action as well, Tom. You're on the Eve Johnson Horton trained Spillway, who you've won on in the past. How do you see your chances in this?
Yes, Spillway was very progressive on in the season, and he was a little bit unlucky, I suppose, at Ascot. But he's a good horse, and I think he's... Okay, it's a hot race. I think it'll take a bit of winning, but I think he's far too big a price at 25-1. That's what my paper tells me. Excess Knowledge is the one they all have to beat, really. LK Ed will set a nice pace early on, which will set up nicely, I would say. The main danger, I think, is Excess Knowledge, and I think he'll take a fair bit of beating for the in-form John Gosden team.
Okay, on to the feature race next. This is the 3:05. It's the Kipco Sussex Stakes, a Group 1 contest and part of the British Champions Series, and we're over a mile. It's the hotly anticipated rematch between Dawn Approach and Toronado. The Jewel on the Downs, Tom. How do you see this one going?
Well, the two main protagonists, Toronado and Dawn Approach, seem to be all the rage. Toronado got very close the last time, but I would side with Dawn Approach. I mean, Jim Bulger's record when he comes across the Irish Sea, it's quite impressive, really. And I think the thing people have to remember, although Tornado got very close to Dawn Approach the previous time, he didn't have as big a break as Tornado did between his previous two races. So on the back of an appalling sort of a run in the Derby where he didn't stay and he got far too keen, he bounced back quickly, very quickly. I thought, you know, he did well to win considering the time he had to recuperate and recover from Epsom. So, you know, and I'm sure his ordeal that day would have taken its toll on him quite a bit. So he showed resolute attitude and he dug deep, and he was very brave on that occasion. So with that extra few weeks to recuperate this time, I think Dawn Approach could win decisively.
Okay, Dawn Approach to win decisively there. Then the fourth race is the 3:40, and this is the Vintage Stakes. This is a Group 2 contest over 7 furlongs. Richard Hannan had a good start yesterday, and he has the favourite here in the shape of Tormor. Parbold is another who's prominent in the betting for Richard Farr, who also enjoyed a big prize yesterday. Who would you side with in the Vintage, Tom?
Yeah, there was a lot to like about Tormor when he won at Leicester. And don't be fooled by the winning distance of a neck. The pair pulled well clear of the third horse on that occasion, and I think there's certainly more to come. But Parbold, for me, sets a high standard here. Won a competitive enough York maiden before going on to finish second in the Coventry. And the Coventry is hot at 2 year-old race that he's around at the moment, and I think on the basis of improvement and a stable in hot form, I would side with Parbold.
Okay, the fifth race is the 4:15, and this is a 6 furlong maiden filly stakes. The well-bred Much Promise heads the betting, and was second on debut in a Lingfield maiden. Valonia is another who was second on debut. That one was second behind Kawasim in a Newmarket maiden. Autumn Sunrise, another who's got useful experience, quite competitive this time. Who'd you like for this this filly's maiden?
This is an ultra-competitive race, and as you said, Much Promise shaped with Much Promise when she made her debut, and I think there's certainly more to come. She's drawn 10, and Autumn Sunrise, another one, was drawn right out there in 14. But there was a lot to like about her two runs at Newbury. And, you know, with the benefit of those two runs, there'll be certainly more to come. There's a few more you can make a case for. Aclam Vision as shaped with Promise as well. I think the one to keep an eye on, you know, if she can overcome the draw with the benefit of Richard Hughes on board, I think Autumn Sunrise is the one to keep an eye on for the Hannan team, who are remaining in hot form.
Okay, the penultimate race is at 4:50. This is the British Stallion Studs Turf Club EBF Filly Stakes. It's a handicap for EBF eligible fillies rated 0-95, and it's over a mile and 1 furlong. We have joint favourites as we record this in the morning. Great Timing and Ribbons are the two currently disputing favouritism. Talk us through your thoughts here, though, Tom.
Yeah, I like Ribbons. She got off to winning ways in an all-weather maiden, and she's gone on to remain unbeaten since. She's the benefit of winning at the course, which is always a positive to look at. And she's got the benefit of James Doyle on board, who he remains riding in the top of his form at the moment. So that's obviously a positive jockey booking. And she seems to be nicely weighted 8 stone 10. So she'd be my main choice. Chab Hat, who's remains in good enough form. And she's got a plum draw in one. And I'm sure Paul Hannigan will be anxious to slip onto that fence and get a nice slip around there. He's riding on the crest of a wave at the moment as well. But I think she'll do well to beat Ribbons.
Okay, and the 5:25 is the finale. It's a 7 furlong class 3 handicap for horses rated 0-95. A mightily competitive finale to the card, with Magic City currently the 7-1 favourite. Wide open though, Tom. Who do you like for the lucky last?
Yeah, Magic City is an obvious candidate. He remains in good form. He was impressive last time at Epsom, and you know, he's of course a distance winner, so that will help his cause. The one you'd keep an eye on as well is Obsession, who has been a little bit of money, I believe, for the Clive Cox yard, Steve Drown on board. One I'd back each way is probably Asgard, who won at the Goodwood Festival last year at Glory's Goodwood. She's a bigger price, and I think she could run well. She won last time impressively, and Scott Dixon's horses remain in great form, so take a chance on Ascot each way.
Okay, good stuff, Tom. Thank you very much for speaking to us again. Good luck at Goodwood this afternoon, and enjoy the action there.
Thanks very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.